Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Joe Pitour is here. Joe's a new friend, president of Mortgage Coach. He's helping us understand some of the new things that are out there, some of the things that maybe aren't so new, that maybe some people need to know about to help them become a homeowner. And I encourage you to become a homeowner, folks. Joe, thanks again for being here. Let me tell you a quick story. I came out of the Army. I had $200 to my name. I put it down. I went to the bank and borrowed $2,400 more and put $2,600 down on a house. A buddy of mine came out of graduate school. He wasn't going to borrow all his money, all his down payment. He thought I was crazy for borrowing my money to pay down on my house. And so he said, I'm going to rent and I'm going to save my down payment. Well, 5 years later, I'd already paid off that $2,400. He and I both, I built my second house with an $11,000 equity that I had. That $2,600 turned into $11,000 equity. He, after 5 years, had just barely saved enough for his first home. His first home wasn't anything like my second home. And that's the difference in renting and owning. What do you think?
There's no question. And that remains true today. The accessibility of home ownership and the reality of comparing the rent versus own, every mortgage professional that your listeners talk to should be providing that level of education and analysis. And when you look at it, it makes a very clear case that being a homeowner makes for a better financial future.
What is the average? Somebody told me the other day that the median home ownership home price, I should say, the median home price in America was like $330 or $340. Do you know that number?
Well, it all depends on who you talk to and what the study is. That is not far off. You can see numbers anywhere from $280 to $330.
There are all kinds of homes in flyover America, all kinds of neighborhoods where a young family can buy a nice place for $100, $100 and a quarter.
Without question, especially if you have the right employer. But the problem with a lot of those communities is the homes that fit that criteria are few and far between. Mm-hmm. And so the inventory is constrained.
Right.
And so that's why, you know, people today need to get educated right away and be able to make that offer. And a lot of folks think that home ownership is years away. No, it's months away or weeks away. You just have to talk to the right professional and the right person who will help you make that plan.
Are you worried about the millennials being late to the party on this?
You know, I think that millennials oftentimes get a bad rap, just, again, from some of the
interpretation. I'm not giving them a bad rap, but they're not buying homes like the previous generations did at the same level.
Well, they're not building families at the same
pace
either.
That's my point.
They're going through different educational patterns, but many of them have the same entrepreneurial goals or other goals that young folks did at 20, 21, 22. And you, I think yourself, have personal stories of people around you that become early homeowners.
Yep.
I think what's occurring is that where young people want to live, home ownership can sometimes be out of reach. If you look at downtown areas like downtown San Francisco or some downtown New York, some of the downtown Miami, places where youthful people want to be and want to have some level of quality of life for a period of time in their life, those are places where home ownership is inaccessible. And many of them don't know or have the concept of buying a home, renting it out.
It seems to me that they're more interested in experiences, almost things that you can rent, like an experience, like instead of buying groceries and cooking, going down and eating at a restaurant. That's an experience rather than an investment. It seems like that's flowing over into their residential situation.
Well, it's an interesting way of looking at it, and I can't deny that the economy of convenience has a an influence on when someone buys a home. But I think that's the real point. Millennials, it's not a question of if, it's a question of when. So if we simply apply the idea that home ownership and marriage and other life events for the millennial is coming 4 to 5 years later, that doesn't take them out of the game at all. In fact, for many of them, that puts them in the game right now. They're having kids, they're expanding their family.
I think you're right about that. I think now is a time when that generation is, they're late, but they're showing up.
Well, and that's what the details show. And as a technology innovator, we're seeing that creating and demanding innovation. You know, a few years ago, lenders would ask people to fax in documentation. And in a lot of ways, it's the pressure of the millennial and the pressure of that digital generation to do things like take pictures of documents with your smartphone or even use your banking login or your data to instantly get that information transmitted to the lender. And all those innovations are because these folks are ready to be homeowners today and demanding it on the market.
What does Mortgage Coach do?
So we provide a platform for lenders, big and small, whether it's a community bank or a giant top 10 depository, to provide mortgage education to the homeowners. So quality professionals today won't give you a rate and payment. They'll give you advice. And that advice should be accompanied with graphs, charts, materials to help you understand the variety of programs that are available and what they look like long term.
Right.
People don't know that if you get mortgage insurance on a loan today and it falls off your mortgage payment, if you just kept making that mortgage insurance payment, your debt goes away so much faster.
That's right.
Years faster.
Exactly. Hey, Joe, good job today. Will you come back, keep us posted on how things are going?
Absolutely. Happy to be a guest.
Give us that website quickly, please.
Again, IneedMyCPA.com. That'll help you get started.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.